This new alert, this warning that comes again from Homeland Security that airports and security there should be on guard for doctored phones and laptops and cameras. I mean, isn't there going to be a point where we can't stop all those things?
Well, I think that whoever they're interrogating down in Gitmo is having a lot of fun with their handlers because if you stop and look at what actually happened, these people had box cutters. I carry a butt bag around with me, and I went to wash it about a month ago, and I realized I'd been carrying around a 7-inch plastic dagger that I had forgotten to take out of there. Also, I did a lot of research with security in the United States, and I found out that your FedEx parcels, your cargo, all these type of shipments are not x-rayed, then there's no security for a charter aircraft and so on and so forth. So there's huge loopholes in the aircraft and the aviation system. So this sort of obsessive focus on people bringing tiny weapons like scissors and keychains and things like that and attempting to hijack a plane, I think is just ludicrous.
I want your take. I want to ask you this because I've never had an opportunity to chat with you. I want your take on the 9/11, not the reasons why, but the way it was carried out, four successful hijackings, one plane, of course, downed in Pennsylvania, did not hit its target, but to me, still a successful hijacking if you were a terrorist. The precision for that to happen defies logic for me.
Well, you can flip it around. It's also the ease in which somebody with the audacity could take control of a commercial airliner.
Now, here's my question. Was it 100% successful? I mean, did they try four and they got four? Or might there have been eight others that they were trying to get on that day?
Well, I would never know, and I don't think anybody would ever know, but I think the goal was to find a weak spot. These people had been obsessed with taking down a large building ever since the early 90s when they tried to blow it up with a Ryder rental truck. And the idea of hijacking a plane, which, if you want to know a bit of trivia, was actually an American invention when a FedEx pilot tried to hijack a FedEx plane in the early 70s with a hammer and fly it into the Memphis headquarters. But the same group had tried to hijack a plane and fly it into the Eiffel Tower in Europe. So it wasn't a big secret that they wanted to use aircraft as weapons of mass destruction, if you want to call them that. Now, your question is, was this part of a huge, plot or conspiracy? I don't know, and I think that had they not shut down the aviation system very quickly, I think there could have been more. But my feeling, they've done a lot of research, and they found the cells that were behind this, and I think there really were only four planes that were hijacked or intended to be hijacked.
Do we know everything that has been going on since that horrible day in terms of this country's effort to get terrorism? I mean, we've been pretty darn lucky that there really hasn't been a major attempt on our soil since then. And I still believe the anthrax situation was domestic. That's my gut. I have no proof.
Well, you use common sense. I mean, I'm sure when you drive around and when you walk to work and you sort of think, gee, that looks like a soft target. I mean, I live in Southern California. I drive by military bases. I see large office buildings. I see oil refineries. I don't have any evil intent, but I sort of scope them out and say, boy, that should be easy to do something, to that. I did a trip across the states just asking people, is America any safer now than it was, on September 10th? And the answer is overwhelmingly, there's no difference. Nothing has changed. You can still drive semis across the border from Mexico. You can still buy ammonium nitrate in the fertilizer stores. You can still buy fuels and flammable materials.
Mm-hmm.
There is no real security in high densities of populations. The government is all buttoned down, but us poor guys out here really don't have any increased security.
So where are the terrorists?
Well, there aren't that many. I mean, that's the whole point, is that this is a very, very small Mickey Mouse organization.
Well, is it blown out of proportion by the media or by government? Because somebody has got the American public scared out of their wits. I mean, we've got this cockamamie alert color system that they play with colors all the time, and I'm amazed they haven't elevated it yet after everything they've done over the past week.
Well, to go back to the actual incidents on September 11th, you have to understand that this was a small group of people who tried to figure out how to fly a plane, not very well, who were flagged by almost every flight school they went to, flagged by FBI offices, by informants, but the government didn't do anything because it's not really the government's job to arrest people who go to strip bars and try to learn how to fly planes.
Right, but to be honest, they stuck out like a sore thumb.
Exactly, and so once you have that pattern, it's very easy to simply pull foreign tourist visas and student visas and see who's out there and who lives in these little, why do these four guys live in this apartment with no apparent source of income? You know, why did all these people take flight training, so on and so forth? So it's very easy to replicate or to figure out what happened. Secondly, when you look at the number of attacks that have occurred around the world, they're minuscule. And most importantly, look at the impact. I mean, we are like an elephant trying to swat a mosquito. We're doing more damage to ourselves than we are to the actual enemy.
With the fear that we're creating.
Right. We've basically locked down this country and in most of the Western world with the sort of anticipation of the other shoe, I would call it.
Now, why would they do this? Why would they send out warnings, be on guard for cell phones that could be rigged by phones, unless they, one, actually believe it can be done, or two, like you say, the prisoners down at Gitmo are making this up and we're falling for everything they say, or three, we want to keep people on edge.
No, a government can only react to an enemy that it can recognize, and you have to understand that what they call Al-Qaeda, which is very similar to the term mafia, sort of a general term to describe a general group of people, they can't deal with it because it's a non-centralized, non-bureaucratic organization of criminals. So the first misstep they made is they decided this was now a military act. This was an act of war, which it can't be because it's not a state. And we're going to respond to it with a military response, which requires spending billions of dollars and mobilizing hundreds of thousands of people. And once again, it's like taking an elephant to get a mosquito. We're just pounding mostly sand these days.
What would you do? You can't back off.
No, but you have to look at it for what it was. There was no military action during 9/11. You know, it was not a government saying, we are now attacking you. It wasn't Pearl Harbor. But look at the terminology that was used to describe the event. It was, Day of Infamy. It was Pearl Harbor. It was something that, had heralded a war on terror. We should have treated it as a criminal act, and we should have dealt with these people for what they were, basically criminal expats who tried to wreak as much havoc. There's no political motivation to what they're doing.
None.
There was no success. There was no battle won.
And to be honest, they don't want anything. All they want to do is create, as you just said, havoc.
Yeah, well, if you want to die, you win by losing. I mean, it's a very interesting philosophy because you can't win then.
What do you think of the mindset of someone who wants to commit suicide? I mean, you had the Harry Caray pilots during World War II.
You have suicide by cop. You have all kinds of people. But I know these people very well, and I'll tell you one thing, and you'll see in John Walker, you'll see in a lot of these people, that these are troubled people who have problems either with where they were grown up or who they raised them or whatever, and they have anger. What they want to do is they want to strike back. There's no positive end result of what they're doing. So those people, in order to get attention, say, shoot me, look at me, I blew this up. And it's not a political statement, it's more of a personal revenge or attack against what we consider to be civilization or society.